It seems like almost yesterday that Bartholomew Cousin moved into the district of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Born on March 28, 1767, near Cherbourg, France, Cousin immigrated to North America in 1791, and within a few years settled in Cape Girardeau, where he was soon one of the most prosperous and important residents of the region. As the town's founder, Lewis Lorimer, could not read nor write, Cousin became his assistant. Fluent in Latin, French, English, Spanish, and Indian languages, Cousin emerged as a significant figure in this small village. He served as a notary public surveyor, land commissioner, translator, engineer, and general secretary to Lorimer. Cousin eventually accumulated large land holdings west of Cape Girardeau, notably along Whitewater and Bird Creeks. Until his death in 1824, Cousin lived most of his time in Cape Girardeau in a two-story log home on the east side of Spanish Street, just south of Independence. In the aftermath of World War II, a growing economy prompted the raising of several older structures in the downtown area, and in July of 1946, the historic Cousin House, approximately 150 years old, gave way to a modern structure. The removal of the wooden siding revealed a house built of huge poplar logs held together by wooden pins, each log about 12 inches wide, 8 inches thick. As the logs came down, most were hauled off and burned, but one of the logs was claimed by Professor Duckworth, curator of the college museum, who took it to the campus where it was placed on display. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.